prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you. It's Monday, and we're starting the week off with two very, very important topics. The first one is going to be about sleep consolidation, how it affects the immune system. This is a completely different discussion than we've done before. We've talked about how sleep helps memory consolidation, but what role does that play in immunological memory formation? How about that? A completely new concept. Then, during the second hour, we're going to be talking about a strong kid is a healthy kid and why that is and how you can help your children be stronger. Before we get started, just want to remind everybody, the secret word contest is in full effect. Listen for the secret word, and two lucky winners this week will be announced on this week's Casual Friday show. Those winners will receive each one massage at Massage Envy Spa, and they are only in the United States. So the international listeners, I promise, next week we have something really exciting that everyone can play. But if you hear the secret word during a commercial break, just email it in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered, and you may hear your name, two of you may hear your name this Friday on Casual Friday, when we announce the winners of this week's secret word contest. So this is a completely different discussion. We've talked about sleep and memory consolidation, but what role does this play in immunological function? My guest is Dr. Jan Born. How you doing, Dr. Born?
Thank you. Fine. Yeah.
You hear me okay?
Yes, I hear you well, yeah.
Very good, very good. Okay, so let's get started. What questions were you trying to answer in this this research?
Now, first I should say it's not so completely different from memory consolidation we used to talk about. Actually, I come from the psychological, I'm a neuroscientist, so I was busy when doing starting the research in the immune system. I was actually busy with psychological memories and how they are consolidated during sleep. And only at a second stage in my research, I started to look at how the immune system forms memories and how they profit from sleep. And we found in our research some parallels.
But this is a very new concept for my listeners, I'm sure. We assume that the immune system is this conglomeration of parts, for lack of better terms, that are always ready, standing ready to fight off the attack of the incidental pathogen or virus and so on. And I don't think the words memory and immune function have ever found their way into the same sentence, at least not on this show. So this is an interesting concept.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that the immune system has a memory.
Yeah, this is maybe new for you, but I think this is a kind of very basic knowledge, meanwhile, in the also for immunologists. They're not that much used to use the term memory, but of course it's known for a long time that in the immune system you decide between an innate immune system, where kind of a reflex-like response is generated against pathogens, and then there's a so-called adaptive immune response, and this adaptive immune response is nothing else than a learning process in which the immune system learns to discriminate certain types of pathogens, certain types of antigens, and to respond when they again encounter the same antigen, respond at a faster and more intense way, yeah?
Okay, so we've actually talked about this on the show, and we've referred to that as the learned immune response as opposed to the innate immune response. But I guess what is new to me as a concept is the way we're talking about it now, there is a central regulator, like a brain, that is,
yeah.
I just assumed when you come in contact with something that stimulates an immune response, the body builds up immune function, such as antigens and so on, that when this happens again, they are going to attack this this insult, let's say. I always felt that that happened on its own, that there was not a brain or a coordinator saying, oh, you go do this. I thought they just did it innately once it was learned and imprinted into the immune system.
I see, yeah.
Yeah, see, this is new to me now. This is very new to me.
This is, yeah, but this is, in a way, this is true. This is, first, we have to see that that the central nervous system, the brain, yeah, on the one hand, and the immune system, that of course, that they are organized in a very different manner. The central nervous system is kind of compact, solid matter, and you can easily view it as a kind of superordinate regulator, yeah?
Uh-huh.
And the immune system is more a kind of distributed system, yeah? But this doesn't... And of course, the cells migrate through the whole body, through all the blood and lymphoid tissues and into other tissues, and so on. And you, but this is not only a difference that would exclude that the immune system can learn and can form memories.
Wow.
For antigens in rather the same way as the brain it does.
So, but are these memories stored in the brain, or are they stored peripherally where they are used?
No, the concept is like it's very much in parallel to the way the brain stores information. Yeah, we assume for both systems that the brain as well as the immune system, they are confronted
uh-huh.
with a huge amount of information, different types of antigen, different types of stresses, everyday life stresses in the brain, and so on. And the brain and also the immune system, both systems have just limited capacities to store information for the long term. So in both systems, there must be some mechanisms that reduce the information so that just the very essential antigenic information is stored for the long term, so that just the very essential everyday life events that you encounter, experience during your day, are really stored for the long term. And for that, in both systems, you have a kind of two-stage memory system, we call this. One stage, where all the information is encoded initially, on the in the first run, yeah,
right.
And in the immune system, these cells are called the antigen-presenting cells, yeah.
Okay.
These are macrophages and all these cells that take up an pathogen in the tissue, and then once taken up, they migrate to lymphoid tissues to then go for the real adaptive immune response to start it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But this first buffer, cellular buffer system, exists in the immune system, the antigen-presenting cells, and it exists in the same way in the brain.
Wow.
In the brain, for example, we have the hippocampal system where all complex information is in a way encoded initially. Yeah? And then, at a second step, this initially encoded, initially taken up information is taken to select some what we call gist information out of it, and only this gist information is then transferred to the long-term store, to another cell network that serves as long-term store, which is in the immune system, the T-cell system, mm-hmm. amongst others. Also,
right.
B-cells can be considered long-term, but the major long-term store in the immune system is the T cells. These are the cells, the T memory cells, if you discriminate more accurately.
Okay.
Those T cells that persist for longer terms, for many, many days, for years, sometimes even lifelong. They carry the information of the antigen, and they, in a way, mediate also the recall response to the antigen once it happens that it's again invading the organism, yeah?
Okay, so I have a couple questions, and one of them may sound foolish, but I have to ask it anyway. So is there any evidence that as people age and their memory fails, that this is where when the brain stops functioning properly, it develops a lot of metabolic waste. There are some people who say it becomes insulin resistant as we age, is all these things, brain shrinking. Is this directly correlated to also the drop in immune function and response to getting ill?
There is evidence that the T cell, the adaptive immune response, the T cell mediated adaptive immune response, and this means the capacity to form antigenic memory decreases with age. This is true, yeah?
Okay.
This is for sure, and this is... So
here's part B of that question. If the T cells last for days, when they die off and new T cells arrive, how do they pass the historic imprints of the immune system onto the new T cells? Is that done in the brain, or is that done peripherally from some other mechanism?
No, nothing is done in the brain there.
Okay.
It is done in lymphoid tissues, and actually, at the moment, nobody knows how this happens, mm-hmm. yeah? Mm-hmm. So the T cells live longer than just a few days, but they probably don't live forever for the whole lifespan. So there must be some kind of transfer of the information from the dying T cells to newly generated T cells. This might happen. And one theory is that not only the T cells function as a kind of persistent memory, but that there is also kind of residual antigenic information kept in the organism, in which way nobody knows.
Okay,
really.
This leads to my next question, and then we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk more specifically about your research. Does a T cell have an endoplasmic reticulum?
Yes.
Okay, so the endoplasmic reticulum is well understood to be the communicator of a cell. It folds amino acids into proteins in a specific syntax to send messages from one cell to the other. Could this imprint be stored in the endoplasmic reticulum and then passed on to the new T cell when the old T cell starts to die?
This is a kind of very speculative type of idea. Could be. I'm not really a cellular biologist,
okay.
So to me, it's why not thinking in this way? Yeah, but
you know why I ask this, Dr. Bourne? Because we know that as we age, and sleep becomes fragmented, it not only affects the memory consolidation of what we ate today that we want to recall tomorrow for short-term and long-term memory consolidation, but it also causes the endoplasmic reticulum to misfold proteins that end up becoming messages, unwanted messages that become aggregate, that pass around. And I'm wondering if the endoplasmic reticulum, because of the sleep impairment, starts to get the message wrong, and when the new T cell shows up, he doesn't have the full blueprint of what the immune system is capable of achieving.
Yes, yeah. The thing is, I think one has to think open, yeah, mm-hmm. openly, and everything is actually possible, yeah?
Right.
But on the other hand, what we know about these processes is very, very limited, And there's a lot of speculation what could be and what it cannot be. So I wouldn't exclude this possibility. To me, it looks a little bit far from the mainstream of ideas that are generated in this regard. Yeah.
Well, you have to remember, I'm a radio show host. I have no formal education, so he's very abstract.
Fantastic. Yeah. No. To me, it's really very stimulating. Yeah.
Okay, I want to take a break, and when we come back, let's talk specifically about your research and what you learned. We're talking right now with Dr. Jan Born. We're going to talk more about how sleep may affect the actual memory consolidation of your immune system. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts. If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to hotlogicmini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Just bust the move. Come on. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Jan Born, all the way from the University of Tübingen in Germany. Thank you for joining us today, by the way, Dr.
Yeah.
Bourne.
Yeah.
And so let's talk more specifically about your research now. So what did you look at and what did you learn? Talk about the opinion piece that was just published in the, what was it, the Journal of... Trends in Neuroscience. Yes, thank you.
Trends in Neuroscience, yeah. This is, of course, this is a conceptual paper, and it's kind of summarizing not only our research in both the psychological and immunological systems, but also from many other labs. So, what we, of course, the key observation, also coming from our studies, was that when you experimentally infect an organism, for example, a human, experimentally infection means you vaccinate him or her. We did it in our studies mostly with hepatitis A, but also influenza virus you can take. And then you let these people either sleep on the following night or you let them awake for this first night after the vaccination. And then you assess the success of the vaccination some weeks or some 1 year later, then you see that these people who normally slept on the night after the vaccination have a much better memory for the vaccinated virus compared to the participants who stayed awake on just this one night after the vaccination. So all memory indicators, immunological memory indicators we measured, showed a twofold increase in strength of the memory for the antigen after the subject had slept on this very first night after the vaccination. Yeah,
this is amazing.
This is a really a big effect. It is clinically significant, and I'm a little surprised that it's when you ask physicians that they are not really aware of the significance and the strong, massive effect which sleep has on developing, on forming such memory responses, yeah? And of course, you talk about an aging effect, that of course the capacity to form long-term memories in elderly people declines very much, yeah? And you often have this problem that vaccination is not really protecting these older people.
Right.
Yeah? And this goes, I think, along with the lack of a really consolidated sleep in these people with the sleep disruptions these people have, yeah?
So theoretically, what you're saying here is that the ability for vaccines to work from year to year relies heavily on the quality of sleep that these individuals are getting, because otherwise they're losing the quote-unquote memory that the vaccine is trying to imprint on the immune system.
Yeah. Now, especially it's a sleep right after the vaccination, yeah? Because with a vaccination, you induce an artificial infection, yeah? And then there's a window in which the organism responds with forming this memory response, yeah? This adaptive T cell mediated adaptive response. And when in this window sleep is missing, then you have not a full blown successful immune protective response.
This is amazing. This is an amazing piece of information here, because there is a broad range of response to vaccine. And this could be the missing link of why, because one person gets a vaccine and doesn't sleep good for the next couple nights because they don't sleep good as a rule, and then they get sick anyway. This is amazing. Also, this is also important discussion when someone develops the flu, a cold, or any type of illness, that it's imperative that they get good sleep those nights that they're sick, so that the transference of the memory imprint to the immune system is successful so that they are getting stronger, the immune system's getting stronger. This is a real, so do we know what phase of, do the phases of sleep that affect the memory architecture of the brain also affect the memory architecture of the immune system?
Yes, this is, of course, in the immune system, we don't have so solid evidence or so robust evidence as in as for the central nervous system. We know in the central nervous system, by many experiments, that for memory consolidation, slow wave sleep is important. Yeah, the core phases during sleep is on the one hand slow wave sleep, and on the other hand REM sleep. REM sleep is sometimes equated with dream sleep.
Yeah, memory consolidation. In fact, REM sleep is associated with a stronger memory consolidation. In fact,
this is not true.
Okay.
Also, in the central nervous system, you have this the more important influence on memory consolidation comes from slow wave sleep, not from REM sleep. This is what I think Freud was the person who developed this idea. You cannot at least trace it back to Freud's interpretation of dreams, that REM sleep or dream sleep must have something to do with reprocessing of memories, and REM sleep is then probably the phase that supports these memories, enhances these memories, but this is completely wrong. Studies in the neuroscience, in the psychology field show it is slow wave sleep, which is much more important. When you learn vocabulary and you want to keep them in your memory for a long time, then you should have, after learning, you should go into slow wave sleep, because in slow wave sleep they are reactivated and then enhanced and transferred at parts of it to the long-term stores. And this seems to be very much the same for the immune system. The important stage appears to be the slow wave sleep stage, not the REM sleep stage. We, in fact, at the moment don't really know what exactly could be the function of REM sleep, but we know slow wave sleep is important for immunological memory formation, because during slow wave sleep the brain releases a number of immunosupportive hormones like growth hormone or prolactin. Yeah, these are two hormones that are released from the brain, from the brain into the blood, and reach also the lymphoid tissues. Yeah, and there they provide a milieu that in fact helps the antigen-presenting cells to transfer the antigenic information to the T cells. In this way, helps to form the adaptive immune response. Yeah,
this is exciting.
And, actually, we have done this vaccination study I told you about already, where we vaccinated students with hepatitis A and then let them sleep or not sleep, and measured the success of the vaccination in terms of the number of circulating antigen-specific T alpha cells 1 year later. Yeah, and within the group of participants who slept on the night after vaccination, the amount of slow wave sleep, the amount of slow wave activity produced during the slow wave sleep after the vaccination was very highly correlated with the number of antigen-specific T cells detected 1 year after the vaccination in these participants.
Wow.
Yeah? So this was an extremely high correlation, yeah, of course, just in a few subjects, and it's in scientific terms, of course, it's a correlative evidence, it's not the really causal evidence you provide in this way, but in my view, I feel this is a very strong result, speaking strongly for the significance of slow wave sleep, also for immunological memory formation.
I'm very excited about this research, and I'll tell you why. We have to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk to you about the ramifications of what you hypothesize here, what you're submitting here, and also a biohack in particular. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about that. Mm-hmm. We're talking right now with Dr. Jan Born. We're talking about how sleep affects the immune system and the memory of the immune system, especially as it relates to vaccines. This is really great information. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The secret word is carbohydrate. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is another one of those aha moments on the show. I got to tell you, this is a really great interview with Dr. Jan Born from the University of Tübingen in Germany, because this elucidates so many different things about the immune system and the role of sleep and vaccines. Okay, so are you familiar with this term that's very popular now in the United States called biohacking, Dr. Born?
No. You have to explain to me.
Okay, so biohacking is leveraging a technology to overcome a human weakness. So, for instance, it's well understood that late at night, watching television, the blue light can disrupt the circadian rhythm of the body. So many people will wear these yellow sunglasses called blue blockers so that they can watch television at night and not impede the melatonin pulse and be prepared. So this is called a biohack, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So I happen to have something in my home that was studied by a group in the UK for sleep, and it is a pulsed electromagnetic field device, and it's adjustable, and you can adjust it from 14 hertz all the way down to a half of a hertz, or, you know, 0.05 hertz. And, and so we know that slow wave sleep is about a half a hertz, okay? And we know that these magnetic devices can actually help people sleep because they entrain the brain.
Theoretically,
if I went and got a vaccine and then exposed myself to sleep those next two nights using this device, which would keep me down in slow wave, deep, deep sleep longer periods of time, I would have a better chance of having that vaccine create a larger amount of these antibodies that I'm using.
Yes. This is basically true. And I have to say, our research goes into the very same direction. So we have one line of research devoted to a kind of techniques, developing techniques how to influence slow wave sleep, how to deepen slow wave sleep such we can use it and optimize its effectiveness with regard to psychological memory formation, with regard to immunological memory formation. And one way to do this is, of course, to pulse, as you said, to pulse these slow waves, these slow oscillations in the brain that that hallmark the period of slow wave sleep in humans. Yeah, and this, in fact, we don't use electromagnetic fields, but we use electrical potentials, slowly oscillating electrical potentials, and we see for the psychological domain, you can enhance memory formation for psychological memories, for vocabularies, for example. You can enhance it in this way, at least in an experimental level, yeah? But now I have to disappoint you a little bit, yeah?
Okay.
Because it's not yet published, but it is very exciting to me, at least. We, of course, also looked at what does a selective enhancement of these slow oscillations, of these slow waves during the period of slow wave sleep, what does it do to the hormonal secretion, which we think is the mediating factor for all the immune effects, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And what we see is, to our surprise, that there's a kind of counter-regulation in the system. When we enhance the slow waves of the slow wave sleep, we simultaneously reduce, at least in the healthy students we look at, we reduce the release of all these immunosupportive hormones like growth hormone, like prolactin, yeah?
Uh-huh.
And this is a very distinct effect, and we cannot really explain. Of course, we think this is a kind of homeostatically regulated system, at least in healthy young students' subjects. They usually have enough slow wave sleep, much more than they need. To additionally enhance the slow wave sleep makes the system, in a way, go into a kind of counter-regulating mode, and maybe this is expressed in what we see with regard to the hormones, that the hormones are not going up, these growth hormone and prolactin doesn't go up, but they go down with the stimulation, although we have still the psychological effect, yeah? But we have to work on it. At least I can say it's not that easy as all these also companies now say, okay, you just have to increase your slow waves. I think it's a very good method to do this, much better than pharmacological treatments of slow wave sleep, yeah?
Yeah.
But it is still in its infancy, yeah? And there has to be done a lot of technical developing research, yeah? Such that we can come up with devices that can be used in everyday life by the broad society, yeah?
I wouldn't even suggest using this device long term, just chronically for a couple nights after vaccination, for instance. But you know, there's another. You said pharmacological, benzodiazepines are very, very, very well understood to interrupt the normal phases of sleep and force an individual directly into very, very slow wave sleep throughout the night. In fact, one of the addictive effects of benzodiazepines is when they're prescribed for sleep, these individuals, they can't sleep without them. But one study showed that the best way to overcome benzodiazepine dependence for sleep is to use high doses of melatonin, which then reestablishes the circadian rhythm and the pulses of sleep throughout the night. But even to take a Valium the night after, if you get a vaccine today, take a Valium tonight and sleep in that slow wave sleep just for one night. That would help the vaccine work better.
I would be cautious with this advice. Most benzodiazepines, also Valium, do not really induce slow wave sleep, but they induce non-REM sleep stage 2. And slow wave sleep is actually decreased. So, and why the people after taking for longer times benzodiazepines do not sleep is because they also suppress REM sleep. And when you don't take the pills anymore, then you go into kind of rebound of REM sleep, and this makes the people feel as if they don't sleep at all.
Yes, I could see
they
that.
Continue. This is the mechanism behind the benzodiazepines, and in my view, benzodiazepines should be avoided, at least avoided for any more or less chronical type of treatment.
Right.
Of course, they might help for one night or so, yeah. And I know people taking it once per week to have a kind of good feeling, better sleep. But I think this should not be done more than just occasionally on one or two nights per week.
Okay.
And I think the development will go into this direction that more of these types of electrical stimulation, or what we are trying is also kind of acoustic, a low-intensity acoustic stimulation, which is completely non-invasive in terms, because you barely hear this click,
right,
which comes up in phase with the brain's own oscillations, slow oscillations.
So it's an audio entrainment device, in other words. But it follows the brain's own roller coaster ride of sleep cycles.
Exactly. In this way, you can, of course, also enhance these slow waves, and at least you can enhance the brain's slow wave sleep such that your psychological memory system is more effective.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we don't see a parallel effect for the immune system, but we have to work on it. I wouldn't give up at the moment. Yeah.
Okay.
And it could be, in fact, the way that, for example, persons who have some deficits, some impairments in sleep, of course, they respond to this type of stimulation in a very favorable way, yeah? That they, of course, then also increase their hormonal secretion again. But we so far don't know. It's really in at the very beginning of these techniques, yeah?
But it's a very, very exciting opportunity here. I want to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up the interview. We're talking right now with Dr. Jan Born. We're talking about the effects of sleep on the memory consolidation of the immune system. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation.
Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, we're going to be talking about a strong kid is a healthy kid with Frederick Hahn. Right now, we're talking with Dr. Jan Born. We're talking about how sleep actually consolidates the memory of your immune system. This is great information. I mean, if you're sick, getting good sleep is probably the most important thing so that your immune system can imprint itself with the memory of fighting whatever it is that's making you sick, so future events of that same thing don't happen again. And the same is true of if you are a person who enjoys getting vaccinated for things like the flu. Make sure you get a good night's sleep the next 2 nights after being vaccinated. I have to believe that meditation, regular meditation, probably influences the quality of sleep much more so than devices and drugs and pills and everything else. We've talked about the differences between different types of nervous system overdrive conditions, the dependence on caffeine and so on. All these things impair the quality of sleep. Dr. Born, the research over the past few years has started to elucidate that there are peripheral clock systems in organs and in tissue that seem to synchronize with the circadian clock driver, yeah, which is the suprachiasmatic nuclei. Is there a role in better understanding these peripheral clocks if, in fact, this immune function memory is more peripheral than central?
This is probably, they are involved in mediating sleep's effect on the immune system. This is an idea which we also follow in our research, that clock genes in the periphery may mediate the effect which we see on immune function, especially on the adaptive immune function. This is not excluded, but so far this has not really been scrutinized in experiments. Yeah.
What do you hope both lay people and clinicians take away from this research, Dr. Born?
Of course, in general, it's important that both clinicians and lay people, that they are aware sleep is important. It's not just wasted time. Yeah, right. It's really important for your health, for your cognitive fitness. Yeah. And that, of course, when they are aware, especially physicians are aware, that of course they should try to cautiously improve sleep in their patients. Meaning, okay, you can try pharmacological treatment of impaired sleep, improvement of, but you should also think of other methods. You talked about meditation. I think, for example, activity, physical, mental activity during the active period, during daytime, is helping to consolidate your sleep during nighttime as well. Yeah,
yeah.
And light treatment. These are all less invasive treatments, which, in my view, have a big impact on sleep quality, especially on slower sleep, of which you know that it's so functional with regard to memory formation in both the immune and the central nervous system.
And so, something else that's pretty clear to us now is that the lack of activity influences sleep quality, because we now understand that ATP accumulates in the brain and creates the need for sleep. So people who don't move throughout the day, they don't develop this deficit of sleep requirement, then they don't sleep well. That has to play another role in it. We have people who sit all day long. I wear a Fitbit. I have to work hard to get 10,000 steps every day because of the modernization of the day. You know, I sit at my office. I sit in my car. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, this is true. Yeah. Of course, this is, and I think we are also, with regard to the scientific investigation of the phenomenon of sleep, of course, we are not at the end. We are, we have begun to understand some essential mechanism, but I think we have to find out a lot more about that, yeah, to finally give clear, discrete, distinct advices to physicians how to treat their patients with regard to sleep. But I think whenever they are a little cautious about what kind of side effects you could induce as well, then it can't be just very promising, huh?
Yeah.
To integrate sleep as a factor in any kind of disease you want to treat as a physician, yeah?
This is great information, Dr. Bourne. I want to thank you so much for coming on. I have to tell you truthfully that this interview has had a greater impact on some of my ideas than I thought it would. And I want to thank you very much for this research.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you very much.
Take care. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Frederick Hahn. We're going to talk about a strong kid is a healthy kid. Is your child strong? And if not, what are you doing to help your child become strong? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
The secret word is carbohydrate. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds, and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Don't ask me why the intro started at the top of the second hour. It's not supposed to, but that could be blamed on our automation software. Needless to say, if you're just tuning in, the show is just not starting. We've actually done an hour already talking about the effects of sleep on immune system consolidation. But now the discussion changed to something equally important, and that is a strong kid is a healthy kid. I'm being joined by Fred Hahn. How you doing, Fred?
All right. How you doing? Thanks for having me on the show.
My pleasure. And we've heard a lot about you. Your name has been out there on the internet. Elisa said, I got to get this guy on the show. He's got some interesting ideas. Huh. And the one that I'm most interested in right now, because many of us have children.
Yep.
And not all of us are successful in conveying the love of physical culture to our child. And maybe we don't try hard enough. And maybe we don't think, well, they'll get it someday. But we have an epidemic today. We have children developing diseases that have been traditionally relegated to aging populations. We have children developing cancers that typically didn't happen until you were 50, 60, 70 years old. We have children developing diabetes. I mean, it's a very, very sad state of affairs. And for the first time, we actually have a generation that may be outlived by their parents. And this is, from an evolutionary perspective, this is a very scary thing. And you have kind of taken the baton, so to speak, and are leading the charge. You wrote a book called Strong Kids, Healthy Kids. Before you wrote the book, what research did you do that made you feel confident that a strong kid is, in fact, a healthy kid?
Well, when I, that's a good question. When I had my children a while back now, I didn't want them to suffer. So then my first child was born in 1999, and then my second child, 2001. So that's round about when, the adolescent obesity epidemic, a diabetes epidemic, started to really grow.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought to myself, well, boy, I certainly don't want that to happen to my kids. So I wanted to look into, like, what would be the very best way to both exercise and feed a child to make sure that that didn't happen, or at least to do your best to make sure that it would probably not happen.
And this is a very noble pursuit and desire. And I've said on this show too numerous times to count that the human body is an organism, and we think about strength as resistance to insult. We think about, we hear in the news, well, this virus got stronger.
Right.
And we hear about, in agriculture, the weeds are getting stronger, so they have to increase the amount of weed killer they use. And the same is true of the body. Strength is a continuum. And if you are strong, then chances are you will be more resistant to insult, or at least be able to survive insult better. And strength starts with muscular strength, right?
Well, muscular strength is a very important part of of the picture. And if you're going to maximize, whether you're 8 years old or 80 years old, if you're going to maximize your muscular strength, which would include your bone density and many other benefits that being strong
provides, right.
How you eat and specifically what you eat is the single most important thing a person should be focused on.
Right.
And I'll tell this to a lot of my clients, and especially to the youngsters, to the parents of the youngsters that we train, is that if you're not feeding your child in a manner that promotes a positive tissue remodeling, better muscles, better bones, better cells, better gut bacteria, I mean, the list goes on. If you're not feeding your child in that manner, you're doing a terrible disservice. And the problem is you can't rely on the common wisdom of the ADA or any of the governing bodies in nutrition today, because they are not fueled by the scientific data. They're fueled by special interests.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it very difficult for parents and for other caregivers to understand. You know, we all hear, oh, yeah, you know, start your child off with a great bowl of cereal in the morning, which is, you know, perhaps one of the very worst things you can possibly do.
Right, right. This is interesting because the reality is that all the things that we as parents discuss about the co-opting of the food supply and how it hurts us, the same thing is happening to our children. But what about, you know, when I was a kid, there was an old wives' tale, if it could be called that, that, you know, you don't want to train, you don't want to get kids strong, you don't want to have them weight train, you don't want to do these things because it'll actually stunt their
yeah.
growth. But that's not true, is it?
No, it's not true. It's funny how these myths just come about and just never go away. Like Mark Twain said, the truth is easy to kill, but a lie well told is immortal.
Yeah, yeah.
And so this is one of the lies that was well told. No, it's absolutely not true. In fact, the opposite is true. Research done by Drs. Avery Fagenbaum and Dr. Wayne Westcott over the past two decades has consistently shown that when kids strength train properly, it actually enhances bone growth. It enhances muscular strength. There is absolutely not a shred of scientific data to suggest that it damages or damages the growth plates or stunts growth. And it's funny how we'll say, oh, no, kids shouldn't start lifting weights to the, you know, enter puberty, but it's perfectly okay to send that six-year-old to football camp.
Yeah, right.
Perfectly okay to send that seven-year-old to a gymnastics camp.
Right, or hockey. My son played. Right. My son played ice hockey. Very, very aggressive, very physical sport.
Yeah,
you're right. And these kids are getting rear-ended and knocked on the ice and stuff like that. But
yeah.
I never thought about it that way. But yeah, but don't let them touch a weight.
Right, and even if it was true, and it isn't true, but even if it was, the question then would be: is there a way to strength train safely? Is there a way to make it so that it's low in force but high in effort so that you do, so that the kid and the adult does experience a positive tissue adaptation without causing harm?
Interesting.
And the answer to that is absolutely.
And when we look at things from an evolutionary perspective, which I always like to look at things from an evolutionary perspective because that kind of washes out the nonsense and applies critical thinking, we didn't have children that once they were weaned, so to speak, they were still protected by their parents, but they probably had to learn to do the hunting and gathering as well as they
sure.
matured. No one said, no, we can't do that until he's 18 or she's 18 because she'll become muscle-bound and stunted growth.
Right.
So these are relatively new paradigms purported by the medical orthodoxy.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that they did it on purpose. It could have been well-meaning, but it clearly is wrong.
Right. It certainly is well-meaning, and it most certainly is absolutely wrong. And so when I did my research for the book, I spent, you know, close to a year looking at every single paper I could find and discovered that, in fact, the single most productive form of exercise, I mean, we know that this is true for adults, the single most important and productive exercise that an adult can do is strength training, resistance training, weightlifting.
Right.
There's many different names for it. There is no, you know, you could say, oh, Pilates is better. No, it's not. You could say yoga is better. No, it's not. Strength training allows your yoga to be better. Strength training allows your bike riding to be better. And it turns out that it's the same for kids. It's just that they don't respond as well as adults do. So once the child becomes older, 16, 17 years old, they start becoming adults, and they start to get even better responses to resistance training.
And do you think that the response when they become 16, 17, 18 and those hormonal milieus start to kick in is actually better because they already have some sort of muscular foundation to adaptive strength, or even are they more prone to making better neuromuscular inroads to activate more muscle fiber if you start them younger, those kind of things?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not aware of any science that, like, I would like to say yes, but I don't actually know the answer to that. But I would say that it seems to make sense to me that if they have a good foundation on how to strength train properly, that as they grow older, they're going to more than likely do better. I mean, it doesn't really take that much time if you teach a kid correctly how to strength train properly. You know, in our studios, you know, maybe it takes 3 to 4 sessions. And maybe I could use this opportunity to say, because I know a lot of people might be thinking, well, how young can a kid start? Well, from the research that I did, and Dr. Avery Fagenbaum and Dr. Westcott has shown, is that as long as the child is old enough to follow instructions. So if I say to a child, okay, Johnny, slow it down a little bit. All right, Mary, breathe. If they can follow instructions, they're good to go.
That's an interesting litmus test that really every parent could apply to see if their child is ready for this. All right, here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, let's talk about the book itself, but more importantly, how do you teach kids to love it? Because you and I both know that if a kid doesn't love doing it,
they're not going to do it.
Yeah, so let's get to that. We're talking right now with Fred Hahn, and his book is up on the Superhuman Radio website. Actually, two books, Strong Kids, Healthy Kids, and also Slow Burn, Fitness Revolution. And the importance of the second book is his methodology behind training children as well as adults. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The secret word is carbohydrate. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of
of prebiotic fiber and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Take it back, take it back. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Fred Hahn. We're talking right now about his book, Strong Kids, Healthy Kids. Every parent should have this book. Add it to the repertoire of books about strength training for your children. And this is an important discussion because your kids need to be doing this kind of stuff. They're primed. They're primed for the benefits of resistance training and physical culture. And, of course, kids run a lot. They get plenty of cardiovascular exercise if you're allowing them to go out. If you're they're stuck in the house with the Sony, one of those, what is that, device now, Fred, that everybody has their, you know, if they're doing that, you're really losing your mind. You could have saved yourself $400. Just let them go out and play. But resistance training is an important aspect, making your child stronger. How do you get kids to like strength training? Or is this one of those things that they actually do like automatically?
They do. I got to tell you, honestly, with all the kids, I have never had a single kid who's ever said, oh, this is boring, I don't really like this. The same with adults, too. But the kids really, what they really love to do is they really love to feel their bodies. They love to feel themselves getting stronger. They love to know, for example, I say, okay, hey, Johnny, you did 50 pounds today. We're going to do 52 pounds. Last time, we're going to do 52 pounds today. And he's like, all right, 52 pounds. And so he does a bunch of exercise. You know, he does a bunch of repetitions. He really feels his muscles being worked hard. And at the end of the and our kids' sessions are just 15 minutes. So they'll do five exercises for their full body in just 15 minutes. So there's really, number one, there's no time to get bored. And as they're doing each exercise, it really is an exhilarating feeling. And the kids have told me this, and the parents have told me that the kids really look forward to doing it.
So think about that. If the kid, this means the effects and the feelings of resistance training are innately bonded to what makes a child feel good. Think about that. I mean, we have all this other crap in the world that companies want to make your child feel good, like high sugar candies and cereals and bizarre images of games that they stick to the TV. And those things, these companies know that those things influence your child because they know that your child will respond to them. And here a child responds physically, but as well as mentally, to resistance training. This is amazing.
Yeah, they absolutely love it. And I tell you, one of the other very important points of strength training is that it enhances insulin sensitivity and speeds up glucose uptake. So if you do, just look, let's face it, all kids are going to have a piece of pizza here, they're going to have a piece of candy there. It's going to happen. It just will. And by giving them 1 or 2 sessions of strength training each and every week, it is very helpful for their metabolic, lack of better words, metabolic system, their metabolic rate, in order to clear a lot of some of the junk sugars out of their system. That's why it's also good for them to run around and be active, and that's important too. And what one of the nice things is that when kids feel stronger, sometimes the kids who are inactive because they don't feel physically like they want to be or they can
right.
be. And when they're, you know what I'm saying? So when they're made stronger, and especially with children who are over fat, this makes them feel like they can move, they can be active. So it's like a win-win no matter how you look at it.
So 15 minutes twice a week is the regimen that you espouse at your your locations where you train young kids, right?
Right, and the research on the subject seems to pan that out. In other words, that more than two weekly strength training sessions is not going to be better than two. And the reason for that is that when you're strength training, especially using the slow burn system that I teach, which is where you're moving and lifting the weights in a very slow and controlled manner for safety, and also so that you're not just letting momentum do some of the work and letting gravity do all of the work when the weight goes down. So you're asking your muscles to do all of the work all of the time. You need recovery. So if you strength train properly on Monday, you need Tuesday, maybe even Wednesday, to fully recover before you can train again. You don't get the benefits of strength training or any productive exercise program when you're exercising. You get the benefits when you're resting. So you want to make sure that you're, you know, what we try to do with kids and with adults is discover the least amount of exercise that they require rather than the most they can withstand.
This is an important distinction, too, because with children, I have to believe that a child will let you know by their intention, their attitude, their desire to train again, if they are in that overtraining or potentially overtraining zone where the average adult will push through and say, no, I've got to go to the gym and I've got to squat today, even though I don't feel like it, and push themselves into overtraining. So I would imagine, do you ever have children show up for a session and they go, you know, Fred, I really don't feel like doing this today. And you go, okay, no problem, Johnny. You know, we'll do it another day.
Yeah, that happens often with the young athletes. So, as you might know...
Oh, because they're also playing, like, other sports aside exactly. from just... Okay, go ahead.
Right. So, they'll come in and they'll say, oh, coach, you know, drove me into the ground this morning. I didn't know we were going to be doing all these scrimmages or whatever it is that they're doing. And I'll say, okay, you know what? Let's take the day off. And, in fact, some of the research shows that if you have a child who is involved in sports, one weekly strength training session is better than two because they need to recover from, in my opinion, the overtraining that many well-meaning coaches put them through. So one session a week is really better than two for, so that they get that recovery.
You think?
And I do want to say that if you have a child that is involved in sports, strength training properly will give them a competitive edge. I can't tell you how many of the parents that we have who have told me how much higher their kid is jumping, how much faster they're running, how much quicker they're skating. I mean, the list goes on. It's very beneficial not only for improved athletic performance, but also to reduce the risk of injury, especially in sports like football and other high-impact sports. The stronger you are, the better you are.
Now, slow burn, is this an adaptation of what used to be called super slow training? I think it was Armin Tanney who was a big fan of, I could be wrong about this, my friend Randy Roach, who wrote Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, and also a good friend of mine, Joshua Trentin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Joshua is a big advocate of super slow training. Is that what slow burn is? Is it similar to that, but maybe just not as slow?
It's very similar. And in fact, it originally was called MCMM, which stood for Muscular Contractions with Measured Movement, where you took the weights and rather than flinging them up in the air and dropping them down, you just move them with a very slow and controlled pace. So it's similar in that you're not trying to produce a high amount of force, but what you are trying to do is create a high degree of muscular tension.
Mm-hmm.
And the key is to the point where the muscles are completely fatigued, whether you're a child or whether you're an adult, because that's the most important stimulus for a positive tissue adaptation. So one set of an exercise, whether it's biceps curls or a squat, whatever it is you're doing, to complete fatigue is at least as beneficial and can be more beneficial than multiple sets of the same exercise not to fatigue. Because train to fatigue, you're using all of the available muscle fibers. If you stop shy of fatigue, you're probably not.
So let's talk about that concept. So when your muscle starts to fail,
yep.
It starts to recruit new fibers that have not been working to kind of help along with this load. In fact, I remember talking to a scientist probably 7 years ago. We were talking about static and eccentrics, mm-hmm. and he described that vibrating. You know, when your muscles start to fail, you start to quiver, you start to shake, and he described that as fibers letting go and failing, and other fibers kicking in and taking up the slack because they're being recruited. And this is a function of the nervous system inroads into a muscle. And his opinion was that the more often you experienced this level of fatigue where you start to literally, you know, quiver,
yeah.
You are actually promoting these muscle fibers to be recruited sooner in the exercise as opposed to waiting around for the muscle to fail. Do you subscribe to this idea as well?
Well, I mean, the scientific name for it is called Henneman's size principle. Henneman's size principle states that muscle fibers, motor units, are recruited in order of their size. So you have what they call slow, intermediate, and fast twitch muscle fibers. So when you do your first repetition of an exercise, your second repetition, your third repetition, it's still the effort is fairly low. You're only recruiting the slow twitch muscle fibers at that point. Once the exercise starts to get a little bit more challenging, you start to recruit the intermediate fibers. And once the exercise becomes nearly impossible to continue, that's when you're recruiting the higher threshold motor units, or the fast twitch, so-called fast twitch muscle fibers. And this is where a lot of coaches and trainers make the mistake. Slow twitch and fast twitch does not refer to the speed with which the fibers are contracting. It refers to the fatigability characteristics of the fibers. So that's why people will often say, oh, well, if you train slow, you're only going to work the slow twitch muscle fibers. Absolutely incorrect. If you train to fatigue, you will recruit all of the available muscle fibers. And that is the reason why if you do one set to complete fatigue, you don't have to do another set and another set and another set of the same exact exercise. And the trick is to perform those repetitions with a resistance that's challenging in a very slow and controlled fashion so that, one, it's safer, and two, you're emphasizing the lowering, the negative, the eccentric, which is a very important part of strength training.
Now, we know that when you do heavy negatives, you can't do them very frequently. These are advanced techniques that cause a lot more muscle damage, take longer to heal. So when you do this type of slow, controlled training, A, I'm sure you have to lighten up on the weight, and B, you probably, if you are an advanced trainer, you're going to make more collateral damage inroads to the muscle. You have to take more time off?
Well, I'll tell you two things about that. One, you actually are not using lighter weights. You're actually using the same weight, and in some cases, you may be using heavier weights when you're using slow burn training. And yes, because you're causing more damage, so to speak, the kind of damage you want to cause, not damage, ripping, tearing of the tendons and muscles, but the kind of microscopic damage to the muscle cells in a superior fashion, you need a little bit more recovery time, which is what makes it so much more efficient at getting the job done.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, let's talk a little bit more about kids, but also start weaving into their parents, too, because they can take advantage of this training modality. We're talking right now with Fred Hahn. His books are on the homepage of superhumanradio.com, both Strong Kids, Healthy Kids, as well as Slow Burn Fitness Revolution. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports.
The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
The secret word is carbohydrate. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com. And choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Here's what Tony Robbins says about the slow burn method. I highly recommend Fred Hahn's slow burn system of exercise. His method is a potent means of developing yourself both physically and spiritually in a safe and time efficient manner. And you know, Tony Robbins is all about getting things done in the fastest way possible. So it sounds to me like
Time under tension and failure are the mechanisms of action. And what you've basically done is found an efficient way to get that done. But there can be some value in training longer in the cardiovascular conditioning. But if you just don't have the time, or you just want to use your other time to do things like running, biking, and stuff like that, this is a good way to get it done fast, right?
Yeah, but the truth of the matter is that your cardiovascular benefits, a lot of people think that the benefits that you receive from doing quote-unquote cardio come from longer sessions to develop your wind, your aerobic endurance, and things of
yeah,
that nature.
Yeah, and high intensity or sprinting is much better for that. We see this all over now. Right.
Right, and the same thing goes for strength training. Strength training is a form of high intensity muscular effort. When you perform high intensity muscular effort, then you increase the total number of mitochondria, which are the little doohickeys that produce ATP, which produce energy for you to use. So when you strength training, you proliferate the mitochondria. The mitochondria live inside the myofibrils. The myofibrils are the part of the fibers that you are proliferating, increasing when you strength train, when they call muscular hypertrophy. So if you're doing 2 days a week of high-intensity strength training, you don't need to perform any other form of exercise. You don't have to for a second think, well, if I had more time, I'd do some sort of HIIT, high-intensity interval training, or I could do some aerobics, and I know I'm missing out on something, but you're not missing out on anything. You're getting all of the benefit that you need from your 2 high-intensity strength training sessions a week.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. Okay, yep. So are these sessions designed to be whole-body sessions? Because, as you know, the bodybuilding community finds favor in the split routine. You know, you come and train back one day, legs another day, or you're doing push-pull movements. Are you hitting the whole body in that 30 minutes?
Yeah, the full session, in each session you're doing your full body. I mean, if you want to do, bodybuilders typically will create inefficient, productive ways to strength train so that they can spend a lot of time in the gym.
So are you stating that, let's say, a guy like Kai Green, if he switched to this method? Obviously, I know a lot of people say, yeah, but there's drugs involved. Okay, all things being the same, if he just dropped his method of training and kept everything the same, he would get the same results from this routine as he does from hammering his back for an hour and a half one day with, you know, squats and deadlifts and everything else. You say he's going to get the same results?
I would venture to say, like you said, if all things being equal, he'd probably get better results.
Really?
Yeah, because he's allowing himself to recover.
Yeah, and I got to be honest with you. I've said for a long time that even drug using athletes don't pay attention to overtraining and recovery enough. They just think that the drugs push them in a position where they can leverage it. But the truth is, they don't take enough time off either.
They do not take anywhere near enough time off. And I want to say, when you bring up a guy like Kai, who has muscles out of everywhere, mainly because of his drug use. It's important, especially for kids and parents who have kids, and for women to understand that those kinds of muscles, the big, bulky, bloated-looking bodies, that is not what strength training does if it's done properly.
Yeah, it's an aberration.
That's right. Yeah. It's none of that. Is that your muscles do become larger, but they don't become like that. So I don't want anybody listening to be afraid of that.
And then obviously becoming leaner is a function of what you do in the kitchen, not necessarily what you do in the gym, right? So you can still take this training method. People say, well, this isn't enough exercise for me to get ripped, but that is if you're doing the right thing in the kitchen, right?
Oh, yeah. Being ripped, meaning having a low level of body fat, has everything, and I'm going to say this again for everybody listening, has everything to do with how you're eating, specifically what you're eating. And yes, how much you eat matters, but it doesn't matter as much as what you eat. So strength training, all that is going to do is add some muscle to your body so that when you become leaner, you don't lose fat and muscle. You want to at least maintain and obviously preferably increase the amount of muscle tissue on your body while you're in the process of reducing your body fat. And the only way you can do that is if you are making sure that your diet, what you eat, specifically the amount of protein that you take in, which is very important, is adequate.
Now, you have a website that people can go to if the adults are listening to this and they want to get more information, which is called Slow Burn. What is it again?
My website is slowburnpersonaltraining.com.
Now you're based in New York, right?
I have a studio here in Manhattan, on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, and I also have a studio that I opened a year ago in Montclair, New Jersey.
Okay. So if somebody is on the other side of the country, can they work with you still?
Well, yes, they can. I mean, they can. What I do is online Skype sessions. If you don't have Skype, there are other ways that we can work together. I can help people to figure out their programs and teach them how to use the slow burn system to their advantage. Absolutely.
So do you offer that on your website? Do you offer distance training packages and opportunities?
Well, what they need, if you're interested in that, all they need to do is just all of our information is there. Call or email me, and from there we'll set up a program.
Would it be adequate for them to come to our website and buy the Slow Burn Fitness Revolution book as a starting point?
Both the Slow Burn Fitness Revolution book and the Strong Kids, Healthy Kids book have the Slow Burn strength training programs in there so that you can get started. The Slow Burn Fitness Revolution book has both a machine-based training program as well as a home-based body weight, free weight training program inside.
I want to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to go back to something you mentioned a second ago, because it's always been my understanding that when you were going to do a super slow or a slow burn type of a movement, that you needed to go lighter than if you were doing a more ballistic movement, because gravity and inertia kind of helps you along. But you said in some movements you have to go heavier. Let's talk about that when we come back, okay?
Sure.
All right. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, LivonLabs.com.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
The secret word is carbohydrate. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside. The MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Hello, boys and girls. My name is Fat Lip. And this is my friend, Sammy the Salmon.
What it do?
Today, we're going to teach you some fun facts about salmon. And
welcome back. Salmon is good for kids to eat. And weightlifting is good for kids to do. And you'll have a healthier child if you get them involved with weightlifting earlier. And a good way to start them out is Fred Hahn's approach. Because it's not as ballistic. And it overloads their muscles just enough. Gives them plenty of recovery time. So earlier in the interview, we were talking more about the adults using this protocol.
Yeah.
And you said some movements you actually have to go up in weight. Like which movements?
Well, it would be any, actually. If you think about it, let's say, for example, we know if you look at, you know, various different research studies on strength training, there seems to be pretty good evidence to suggest that you need to spend somewhere in the neighborhood of about 20 to 30 seconds minimum to stimulate a positive adaptation. So in other words, if you just did one push-up, you would not get much of any benefit out of it for some of the reasons we discussed already, Henneman size principle and such. So you need to spend around 15, 20, 30 seconds worth of effort minimum. And the research shows that once you start hitting around the 90-second mark to 2 minutes, the weight, the resistance that you're using is so light, it may not produce the same benefits. And that's something that you want to keep in mind while I explain the differences between the resistances and the speed. So
okay,
let's just pick 60 seconds. What we do in our gyms with the kids and with the adults is we try to make it so that the resistance, the weight that we use, allows for at least 60 seconds worth of effort, 50 to 60, and not much more than 90 seconds worth of effort. So you're using medium weights. You're not using heavy weights. I think we could agree that a heavy weight would mean you could lift it once, maybe twice, and then you couldn't do any more.
Right.
That would be the definition of a heavy weight.
Right.
A lightweight would be, again, if you look at the research, a resistance where you're maybe performing 20, 30, 40 repetitions, and you're not even reaching failure, which research shows isn't a very good way to stimulate bone and muscle. So let's take a push-up. If you do push-ups at the regular tempo, which is generally speaking 1 second up, 1 second down,
right,
and you just push up and down and up and down and up and down, let's say you reach complete fatigue in 20 push-ups. Some people can do 30, 40, some people can't do 10, but let's say you reach fatigue in about 60 seconds,
right?
Now you do slow push-ups. If you do slow push-ups, it's going to take you longer than the 60 seconds with your body weight. So I'm going to just switch phones here for 1 second.
Sure, sure. Take your time.
Yeah, the battery was running a little low.
Okay.
So you're going to have to actually add some weight to your body weight in order to reach fatigue in the same time frame.
Otherwise, I can see that.
Yeah, otherwise your slow repetition push-ups are going to last 90 seconds or longer. I don't know how long it's going to last, but it's going to be longer. So when you're in the gym, say, doing a leg press exercise, and you're just firing it out there in 1 second and dropping the weight back down in 1 second, in order for you to reach fatigue in about the same time frame using a slow tempo, you actually need to increase the resistance a little bit.
So how is this different than, well, who was the Nautilus founder? Isn't this funny? I'm going to forget his name.
Arthur Jones.
Arthur Jones. I knew his first name was Arthur. Jones is such an easy name. How is this different than Arthur Jones's approach where you just use so much weight that all you could get was one set? And obviously, if you're using a lot of weight, you can't go ballistic.
Right. It wasn't the weight so much. Remember, with Nautilus, the protocol was 2 seconds to lift and 4 seconds to lower.
So this is kind of a slow. This is kind of a slow approach, right? Slower than most.
And if you watch most of the Nautilus videos, they actually lifted the weights more in like 4 seconds and lowered in 4 to 5 seconds. And that's essentially what we do here with slow burn. We tell our clients to take a minimum of 4 to 5 seconds to lift, and even slower on the way down. Now, Nautilus machines and the machines that I use all have what's called CAMs or CAM effects on the machines,
right,
which alter the resistance properly. When you're using free weights, you don't have that advantage. So you're able to sort of fling the weights upward when you're lifting in a manner that you really can't do on a properly designed
machine. Well, because because gravity is creating the resistance, and the trajectory of the weight changes and either leverages gravity or impedes gravitational effect, but you can't do that with a pulley or a cam machine because it's going to continue to apply the same amount of resistance at all angles of the movement, right?
If it's designed properly. So not to confuse too many listeners, the idea is to not let any amount of momentum do any of your work for you when you lift the weight, and not to allow gravity to do any of the work. I exaggerate. I mean, gravity is always working, but you don't want to just drop the weight. You want to allow your muscles to do all of the work all of the time. And that is shown to be a superior stimulus for building strength and building muscle.
Do you think a more advanced lifter can have more workouts in a week? I realize where I'm going with this, and I'm thinking about it. So, okay, I'm addicted to how it feels to work out,
uh-huh,
regardless of whether or not it's beneficial to the end point.
But
do you think there is a possibility that, you know, a much more advanced lifter could have more sessions in a week than a less advanced lifter?
Wait, you mean productively?
Yeah.
No, a human being is a human being. Advanced lifters often, like I said, they want to live in the gym. They want to figure that's where they live. They love it. They love being with their buddies. They love the smell. They love so many things about the gym that they try to figure out ways to lift productively so that they can be in the gym almost every day. Most people don't want to be in the gym at all. So what we need to do is figure out a way to cause that stimulus to occur strongly and then allow for adequate rest and recovery so that we can be in the gym the least amount of time that we need to be in order to develop bone density, muscular strength, increased muscle mass, and all of the good stuff that comes along with proper resistance training. So advanced, you know, I wouldn't even call that so much advanced. I don't even know, you know, people say, oh, well, what about an athlete? Last I checked, an athlete was a human being.
Yeah, but don't they develop? They develop certain response curves. We know this. You know, if you take a person who's never trained and you do something that is not very productive, they see a response. And someone who's been training for a long time doesn't see that same response curve. However, if you look at Arthur Jones's assertion, the more advanced you are, the deeper the inroads into muscle damage and fatigue. So the longer you need to recover. Both central nervous system as well as muscularly to build on that.
Right, and the advanced athlete thinks that it's what I call innocent ignorance. they believe that the benefit of training comes when they train. It doesn't. It's a controlled detriment when you train. Most athletes don't understand this. Most coaches don't understand this. It's like a paradigm paralysis that a lot of these lifters and coaches and trainers have.
Very interesting.
You know, science can often be very unpopular.
The books are Slow Burn, The Slow Burn Revolution, as well as Strong Kids, Healthy Kids. You can get them both at superhumanradio.com down at the bottom of the homepage. Plug your website once again, Fred, in case people want to reach out to you and secure your services.
Oh, I appreciate that. So the website is www.slowburnpersonaltraining.com. And we also have a couple of Facebook pages. One that is called, if you just type into Facebook, actually type in Serious Strength Personal Training. And you can also type in Strong Kids, Healthy Kids on Facebook. We have a bunch of pages there as well with information on how to call us, how to contact us, how to email us, more information. There's even photographs and some videos that you can look at. A lot of really good information. Again, it's slowburnpersonaltraining.com is the main website.
Thanks for being with us today, Fred.
All right. I really appreciate it. And anytime you ever want me back again, please let me know.
We will. Thank you very much. We also want to thank Dr. Jan Born for talking about the role of sleep on immune system consolidation. That was an amazing interview. If you're just tuning in live now, you must listen to that podcast. It's brilliant. It's the first hour of today's show. And today is Monday. We've got lots of great shows the rest of the week, so please tune in. We'll talk to you then.